Monday night, Shmaitzis Yir Or L'Chof Ches Teves Shmaitzis Yud. No, we're going to learn the Ketzos, but first we're going to start Shmaitzis Vav Perek Yud Gimel. Omna Mashikosu Marin Leiv. What is the Marin Leiv Taina on the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah says that that you could be chayzer with an amasla, but if you say, if your shav yanavshe gives someone else rights, so then the Rosh says you can't be chayzer even with an amasla, because how could you be mafkia what you gave someone else? So the extrapolation from the Ra'ah would be that on a hidos baldin you can't be chayzer even with an amasla. That's what he's implying. He's not even talking about Ohidos Baldin. He's talking about something that's primarily a Shavya Nafshe. He's just saying if you say Leplaini, so what, then you can't be Chayzer anymore because you gave someone else rights. Marin Lev attacks that and says that you could be Chayzer. You could be Chayzer with an Amasla even from Ohidos Baldin. So 1 + 1 = 2. If you could be Chayzer from the Shavya Nafshe part, either they are Masla, and you could be chayzer from giving someone else rights on the day of masla, so there's no reason why you can't be chayzer on the day of masla just because the two came together. Mm-hmm. So the Shmaitzer now is argues with the Marin Leib. Omnam Mashikos Marin Leib. Now the problem is that in the Gemara there is an amasla on the Hidas Baldin that the Gemara says. Obviously it works, and that is Adam Osi Shalom Lahasbia Etz Atzmo. Full. He doesn't want to make himself look rich. Everybody bad mouths themselves and says how poor they are. So there's a lot of reasons for this. First of all, they don't want people coming knocking on their doors when they're reading Sofa. It's stuck up. Also, they don't want to have an Ayin Hara, maybe. Many reasons. They don't want people. Nobody likes people to think that they're rich.
Ain't other Meshavat for Russia.
Okay.
Never mind.
He was supposed to say something like that.
He's trying to take the non sequitur title.
You spill it.
That was a non sequitur. Should I ask you what you meant by it, or would you just drop it?
A lot of rich people are Rishon, so
ain't other rich people are Rishon. Well, if you say you're rich, it's like saying you're Russian. That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. Now I understand what you said. Very good. So the way it's going to develop, the shittas that hold that you cannot be chayzer within a masla, we'll see in the ketzos. L'chayr is in a gemara that says a masla helps by hadas baldin. He's admitting he owes people money there, but then afterwards he can be chayzer saying that he only meant to say, oh, I'm such a big bal chayv, you think I'm so rich, I owe more money than I have. I owe him and I owe him and I owe him. And then he says it's not really true. But later. Omna Mashikosu Marin Leiv. He has to go to the tuition committee in the school. Omna Mashikosu Marin Leiv, the Loigora Amasla. So the Marin Leiv argues and says, you could be Chayzer from my daughter's Baldin with an Amasla. And no Amasla is Gora is worse, Mitaina Shalom Lahasbia, which the Gemara says. So. If that works, every Amasla works. Like that's the. Umashim Medvarov, so the Marin Leiv says, the Mahani by Doas Momin. I got this new phone. I don't know how to use it. I have a message. Maybe it's important. If it's important, I'll call back. Umashim Medvarov, the Mahani by Doas Momin, Chazor. I have no idea how to pick up messages. Oh, I have all these things here, messages. Arya Sonnenberg. Did you leave a message on my phone? Oh, whoops. Yes, Chadosho. Okay, I don't know. My son's going to have to show me how to use this. I got a new phone. That you could be chayzer from my daughter's baldin on the day of masla. Like a major Indian. Could you be chayzer from my daughter's baldin with an amasla? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to learn the Ketzos. Simon Pei, so Cotton Aleph. We're going to learn a slice of Simon Pei, so Cotton Aleph. We know already what he's going to say. He's going to argue with the Marim Belayim. He's going to say, you cannot be Chayzef Moidoas Baldin. You want to know the lumdas, you know, there's all sorts of lumdas about Hoidoas Baldin, you know. If it's Mitzad Matono, if it's Mitzad Eidos, if it's Mitzad this, if it's Mitzad that. So you could always say a piece of Torah and say it's totally Lagabi if you could be Chayzef Agadea Masla. Meanwhile, we're going to learn the Chayzef and Pace of Cotton Aleph. Everybody has it. Why don't you have it? I gave out Chayshamishbet, I gave out sheets. What's missing? Sheets, there's a Chayshamishbet, Simon Pesach, Cotton Aleph. Go, what's missing? Everything's here. You have, here's a Chayshamishbet, Simon Pesach, Cotton Aleph, here are sheets. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Tayin, if you Tayin and Bezin something, Venus Chayav, but it's not even talking about Oidos Baldin, it's talking about you Tayin and something and Bezin and you lost. And you became a chuyuv mamon, so you can't say a different taina. I am the tshuvas marash levi chelakalos and mechavad and mechavalot and yochal lachzu mitanos harishoyna under the amasla. You said a taina and bezin and wait, simin pei of cotton aleph. Tzoyis. You want to help me out there? The tzoyis is on the bottom. I assume the tzoyis is printed in the Shulchan Aruch. Pay. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed Mem Nun Tzomach Ayin Pay. Hom Yochel Lachz Kei Ayin B'Shuvas Marash Alevi Chelak Aleph Zemen Chof Zemen Chof Aleph Hom Yochel Lachzir Mitanos Ha Rishon Rodei Amasla Hom Yishom Rinyan Isra B'Isha Lugabi Yisurim Shom Reish Yisish Ani Because of Vinos Lam Masla Dvarer Nemenes. She could back out. She could change her mind. If the Mekilah be'erva chamura, koshkei b'momen akal. Now I don't want to say the reason it's not a kal b'chaimer really. I mean, maybe the place is going to say this. I don't remember. Is because shavya nafshi is not really an emonus. It's shavya nafshi chaticha d'isura. You never to say it's osur. It's not a full bloody emonus, so to speak. Full-blooded nemonis. But Schenken, you could tain or idos baldin or tain and bezin. You know, so but actually I realize I'm wrong. Because the case of the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about a idos baldin. It's talking about you tain at something and bezin, and I'll pee that tain or you lost. You lost, like, you know, you lost. It could be I said I was potter. But it was a stupid taina, and Bezdin rejected it, and I lost it in Torah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. You can't be chayzer. So that's what he's saying. You can't even be chayzer while they are masla. So that's not really a hidos baldin and an amonis. So my chilek is not a good chilek. I wanted to be mechalek in yishav yanafshin hidos baldin, which still might be a true chilek. But the Ktzayis Grad is not talking about hidos baldin. He's talking about the Shulchan Aruch changing my taina, which I lost with. Of course, you have to have a good amasla, or else you can't just change your taina because you lost. Try again. Only Eli Kohn gets to try again. Nobody else gets to try again. Psak Bezdin, he's trying again. You realize? Did you read the psak? I read the psak. It's 60 pages. I read through the psak. Based on that psak, they can order a new election. If a book will keep winning, they could just order another election again and again and again until they can win. Because the psak was that there's an avira, a fraud. So even though we have no proof to any fraud, we have no proof to fraud that would have changed the election, but there was an avira, a fraud. So they'll just keep ordering new elections. So like, maybe it'll take 5 years when they win. They'll just keep ordering new elections until he wins. That's how ridiculous the psak is. Okay, so the Marishdam says, certainly you could be chayzer from a chiyuv mamon with an amasla, because if the kosh came from Isser. Marach haso nechlek olav. Haga atzmucha, he says, he's the one that brings the Eidos Baldin. Till now they're talking about the Shulchan Aruch's case, where you lost it in Torah based on your taina, now you want to change it. Marach haso says, you think you could do that by, you think, is that possible? Oizman Shani Yochal Loim Loim Shat Ani Boch, which is the Gemara says sometimes you could say. Whatever the case is, I was fooling you. I was lying to you. I wanted to make you feel like an idiot. You know, so I said, I'll give you money. Tomorrow you come and you say, you owe me money. I go, what are you, out of your mind? Think I really meant it? So you could say that. We're not going to go through all the circumstances in which you could say it. If circumstances allow for it, you could say it. Below Hashbosh, Hanomar, and you know, can't say, I'm also Lasbia Satsmo. You're going to say that every does baldin. Now he casually says, and you don't have what the Gemara says you could say. So the Tzoyis is going to explain why you could say what the Gemara says you're going to say, but you can't say a different amaslo. But that's what the Maharaj Hasson is saying. Haga Atzmacha, do you think you could give any amaslo you want? But Tokhazi, the Philip Amokha Misura, because of Ara'ah. That's a shout out for what we're learning. If you are around very basic subas because of a radio Romu Kudishus Anila Ploini, Noima Hamnina Law, Bashuma Masla to change her mind, the Khivan Shahidish and Escatchaloi, Love Kol Kamino, it should be Love Kol Kamino, Lochovlo, Love Kia Atsmo Mimanu. So that's the rod. Bayan Shom Dibri Marash and Eschazik with the Borums on the Shono. For the roast and flace of the Kaitsu Dati to Grosso Medivir Rav. But the Marash attacks back. And he gets strengthened by the argument of the Marash Hasson. You never heard of these people. I want to tell you, these are the Gedoyle Achroinim, the early, early Achroinim. And it's sort of like, you know, the Gemara, not the Gemara, in the Masorah. You have Tekufa of Rabbanan Savaroi that lasted hundreds of years. We don't know much about them, but they absolutely carried forth the Masorah of Torah from Chasinus Hashas to the Gaonim for many, many centuries. It's murky. We don't know much about them. We don't have any, we have barely any writings from them. We have Chidush HaGrainim, they printed and collected. So there was a Tekufa in the Achrainim also. There were so many Gedolei Achroinim that you find in the Ketzoyis, I find in like, you know, they're not famous, and they were very Meirich, they were Mefalpil a lot. It's very hard to read through them. You want like short and pithy pieces of Torah in the stipend, that's what we want. They were long, 12 page Noida Behuda. I'm afraid anyway, so he argued back.
Beautiful.
They spoke poetically. They spoke very poetically. A lot of Lashonos in Tanakh, which we wouldn't even appreciate because we don't know much. But Oros Neflesi, now that I'm learning Daniel in the last year, I'm seeing that around 33%, around a third of the phrases in Kori Bo come from Daniel. The phrase of that. Rabbi Benoivdech, the Sakifin. Really, so many. Benoiros, the Flacy! The Vikaitzer Daiti Utfunosi, Medivi Harav. Because of the Bohemoina, Loimahani Amaslo. How could that be? An element they can void the void Sichloi. That's a nice way of saying you idiot.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes. That's if you didn't lose. But when you lost, then you could give it a masla. Faithim came. Because of the Maslo Mahani, the heard of the Beferish of Rambam, that a Maslo helps by moment. How can you say it doesn't help? That's back to Marash Levi. Vayin Shemoyt Besumin Chav Beis, because of Marash Levi. All different people, Goinim, that we don't know. For Kaimel and the Noislam Masl is Dvor B'chol Mokim Nemon. Where does the Rambam Parvim Mekoyim is Vek Zayin Mitoyim Pirish HaDover. Vein the Tzorach Lefneim. It's partial like that. Don't bother me. For Kaimel and Shamoid L'chaveiru Kuf the Yochel Loimer. And then he brings down the Gemara as a Masl. Loil HaZbiyo Yitainas Hashto Uma a Masl G'doylo. It's normal. It's not especially super duper a Masl. V'afilu Achinemon. Below old, another shout out for us here. Now, I feel we're also causing the Gabbish Shabbat, but there's another plenty. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Either Ra'ah says you can't. I'm sorry. Either Ra'ah says you can't. And the Ra'ah's not even talking about a Hoydos Baldin. He's talking about a casual tack on, Laplaini. And already you can't be Chayza from the Isser aspect, because you said Laplaini. The Ra doesn't mean it. He's dealing with an Eidah Zish. He's being Machmir. But straight moment, another Yoda to Mahani. That's what he said. Very interesting. There are Huvdo, Davi Korle, Kavrushu, Vukomar Hosum, the Nemon, Loimash, Loila Hasbia, Frey Hosum. So we have a Ksoyas that brings down for the Marash lady comes out punching that you could. Marash Chasson says you can't. Marash lady comes back swinging you could, more strong than ever. Now that he heard what the Marash Chasson has to say, he is even more convinced that he's right. Now the Ktsois fires back. Lanius died in Nirik and Divi Marachason. The low Mahani Amasu the moment. Ukadabuch with Divi Yara'ah. Why would he tell me stories? The Ra'ah only talk about by Asa Sish. Come on. Lemani Amasu Kshomer because I need a plenty. From the Loi Mahani Amasu El Gabi Isser. Abu Benoda Machaveiro. Low Mahani. Can't take away from someone that's the Yisrael of the Ra'ah. Don't tell me stories about Chumar Seishasish. The Ra'ah's point is, if you gave someone a schus, you can't be mafkia his schus with your amasla. Uma shehevi marash levi raya yidivri haramba per zayim itoyen lav raya hi. The awesome right to the sakin torvori shayinim. Ah, we know there's a big chilek between retraction and between interpretation. The Rambam's case of the amasla is an interpretation of his first words, not a retraction. So when she goes to the Rambam, the Yeshua Mashmo, Kamoy Shehesi, Buzoy Satayna, the Rambam says of a Feirish, he's talking about something that's reasonably would be understood. Chod Aminim Gabi Zerami Shalavoysai, Dinemanach Gachloim Olokuachu, I bought it. Chod Aminim Shalavoysai, Dinemanachin Alokadavosi. I feel secure in it as if it was an estate that my parents left me. So that's an interpretation of his words. It's not a retraction. He's interpreting what he said. I changed my mind.
I'm
going with the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says once you say Laplaini, you can't change your mind. We're not a master.
That's what he did, Mama.
He's not giving someone a schus. Love called community to be mafkia someone a schus. I don't know if it's exactly Mama, you're giving the guy away.
Not that
for a moment. It's being mafkia someone else's chus with your amasla. Messing someone else up with your amasla. Why should your amasla be nemon to be mafkia a chus that someone else has? What? What else?
Well, she's married to somebody, but she just didn't say Sponi. Is that?
She's saying a physician.
Okay, not physician. Leaves out the word Sponi.
That's the case of the mission, that you could be Kaizwan of the Amasa. That's the Gemara. That's where everything comes from. The Gemara that's saying you could be chayzer from Eish Hashish and he was an Amas.
He's married, that was the guy.
He's only different. He's married.
The name of the guy.
Everything stems from the Gemara that when you shav ya nafshe chadichi disuri, you say Eish Hashish ani, you could be chayzer with an Amas. That's a Gemara. That's where everything comes from.
He's asking, I think, about Eish Hashish ani, if she's saying Eish Hashish ani to Ploni.
That's the Ra'ah!
Opposed to not Ploni. Right, I know. I'm just saying. That's what he's.
The Ra'ah says the Gemara only says it when she says it in a vacuum. Right. But if she says Laploni, she's not Nevo. That's the Ra'ah. Right. Not Nevo. Sorry, she can't be Chayzer even with an Amas. Mm-hmm. So the Tzoy says you can't be Chayzer from my Das Maldin with an Amasla, and the Rambam that says Yakud is talking about interpretation. I, the Maral Levi, brings down the Gemara about Adam, he doesn't want to make himself look rich. That those cases are different. Because these are things that everyone would do. It's like a super umdana. It's not the din amasla. This is Chaim Linus's interpretation. It's not the din amasla. It's the din like belibo belay kaladam umdana demucha. If he should derech kol ha'olam bo lomar al derech hashto or hashbor, you're walking them a bekach. This is something everyone does. So I'm telling him because it is not midin amasla. It's midin umdana demuchach that it makes because it's something everybody does. The teda that I've done b'shar masla the gabi hashbor that comes first of he will do that. Even lay you say a tainina, you taina for him. A masla certainly nobody says you tainina and a masla for the baldover. That allows you to change your mind. If it's not these two, that's universal. That's the Rambam to interpret, not to retract. Okay, like I say, so that's the Ktsois, we'll stop now. That's the Ktsois. So the Ktsois says clearly that by Hoidos Baldin, a Masla does not help. And the Ra'ah is to be taken seriously. That if you give someone a schus, actually I would say that the Ksais is right even if the Ra'ah is wrong. Because Haidah's Baldin is Haidah's Baldin. So you can't be Chayzer even with an Amasla. That's the Ksais. But the Ra'ah is still a Chiddush because the Ra'ah is not really Haidah's Baldin. I mean, I never heard of such a thing. If a woman says, I'm married to him, I mean, it sounds like, yeah, but it's hard for me to believe that he actually acquires a schus of the dinner by God's Maldin Kamei Eidim Dami, and I have to cook supper for him. I don't know, it's just like you said, it's not really mominous. So that means if a woman says, Eish Hashish Ani L'Ploni, so apparently she has to start cooking supper for him and doing his laundry, it's like a God's Maldin. I don't know, that's a big kiddush to me. Because, I don't know, it's not ominous. It's Ishus, it's a different type of Ishaivus. So who said there is a Tairus or God's Maldin? Do you have a riot from the Ra'ah that there is? I don't know. I mean, obviously something was chal. It's not ignored because the Ra'ah says, Lav kol kamino to be mafia his chus. Obviously he acquires his chus through her saying the Ploini. But it's a kiddush to me. I think that's part of the kiddush of the Ra'ah, I think. In other words, the Ra'ah's Chiddush ostensibly is that you can't be Chayzer anymore than the Amasla, if you say Laploini. But I think the reason for that is a Chiddush, that the other person acquires Chusim. Just because I said Laploini, you talk against Chusim, then we have to show up in his house tomorrow and serve him supper. Can he be Boyola? I don't know. be Boyola, and it wouldn't be called rape. Right? Okay, I'm not going into the Indian of the right. But, yeah, like, she gave herself over it. She said, okay, she said, I don't know. I can tell it to me. Okay, good. Hey, we'll stop here because it starts really a new Indian. These three lines really belong to the previous parents. So we'll start the next thing tomorrow. Lina, this is Amen.